Good day, this is Paige Estrotori, broadcasting on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap this Monday, June 9th, 2025. We start today's news with Westpac, who finds itself under the microscope once more, as its Rams home loan subsidiary faces allegations of systemic misconduct issued by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC. Over 80 incidents involving the misuse of fraudulent documents for the improper approval of loans have been pointed out, a troubling echo of Westpac's scandal from 2018. With potential penalties projected to exceed $100 million, the specter of a $30 million fine seems more probable. This exposes ongoing governance problems at Westpac, and by extension, seemingly chips away at public trust in Australia's financial institutions. As ASIC moves forward with legal proceedings, the need for Westpac to reinforce compliance becomes paramount. In an effort to renew its standing and reassure the consuming public within a shifting financial sector regulatory landscape. Let's pivot to consumer spending habits, which have maintained a cautious pattern, withstanding economic stimuli and even holiday periods. April revealed a diminutive growth of 0.1% in household spending, with Australians favoring recreation and hospitality, witnessing a 2.2% increase. Interest in shopping for clothing and footwear, however, dropped by 3.5%. Yet even though household consumption climbed 3.7% year-on-year, it stabilizes when adjusted for population growth, despite a slight rise in GDP of 0.2% in the March quarter. On a per capita basis, a recession remains. Data from the Commonwealth Bank echoes the same narrative for April's super holiday, as mixed spending patterns dominate. Senior economist Belinda Allen denotes growth in spending as underwhelming, as Australians appear to prioritize saving and demonstrate a conservative response to global uncertainties and economic incentives. Turning now to retiree guidance, as Australia moves into tranche 2 of the Delivering Better Financial Outcomes reforms, Superfund trustees are positioned to offer financial advice. This aims to enhance retirement outcomes for Australia's swelling retiring population of 3.5 million. Moving from an emphasis on products to a focus on service-oriented entities, this change addresses the observed scarcity of traditional financial advice. There are concerns, of course, about conflicts of interest and the limited range of guidance offered. However, even imperfect advice is viewed as superior to having none at all. The initiative, to make a meaningful impact, should expand the scope of advice, ensure transparency in communication, and cater for complex needs, enhancing the financial security of Australian retirees. Finally, on a solemn note, we look to the Star Casino, in the eye of a storm, as AUSTRAC has initiated action over high-level breaches of anti-money laundering laws. Systemic compliance failures have created a scenario that puts stakeholders at risk and damages Australia's financial safeguards. AUSTRAC seeks penalties of $400 million, while the casino insists it can afford only $100 million. This dissonance, superimposed on the recent $300 million investment by Bally's Corporation, underscores an urgent call for reforms and heightened vigilance in anti-money laundering compliance. That's all for today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Stay financially informed, stay savvy. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off on behalf of Financial Services Online. For more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you, and have a great day.